Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Get a head start on 2025 with CNBC's Big January, the hottest tech event, CES, from Las Vegas. The data, the numbers, the jobs report, and meet the future of biotech and pharma at JPM Healthcare. Check out the Amex Golf Tournament from California, Inauguration Day, and the meeting of world leaders in Davos. Plus, the first Fed decision of the year. Get ahead of the game. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
Heaven save me, but I found the one last breath. And will it let me say, hold me now, I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking, maybe 6 feet ain't so far down.
She knows it.
Hold me now, I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking, maybe 6 feet ain't so far down.
A lot of phones out for that one. A lot of phones.
Yeah.
Make us look like idiots.
Listen, you brought a little more energy today.
Yeah,
he did.
Been off a week.
He did.
Resting up for that moment.
I would say
my right eardrum is almost blown out over here.
Dude, that's because it's turned down in my ear, so I can't tell if anyone can hear me.
They can hear you.
We can hear you.
They can hear you. I would say upwards of 70-80% of the text messages I receive and DMs I receive are links to people singing that song.
It's unbelievable. Yeah. It's not even worth checking the requests anymore. Let me guess. It's the carolers singing Creed.
Yeah.
You're the first person that said it.
The carolers sing Creed, the guy who got the tattoo, H.M.
A million times.
Yeah.
That little deer. They've seen the one with the little deer voice in Creed?
No.
I've got that one. I've got them all. I have every single Creed meme on the internet has been sent to me, which I love. It shows it works. I get it.
And I think Chickies should consider, I know we're here on Mondays doing the show, but given that we're such good singers and everybody likes us, I think they should book us to maybe perform a little music. You know,
I like that.
Yeah, I think maybe sort of like a barbershop quartet, except it's only the three of us. I think they have us come in and sing, maybe occasionally, like 2-3 seconds of different songs.
Sure.
For a while.
I like it.
We're at Chickies, as I mentioned, in South Philly. Remember, you can watch all of the Eagles playoff games here at Chickies and Pete's, the official sports bar of the Eagles, chickiesandpetes.com. You can find a Chickies near you. A couple of things in the NFC East yesterday. First of all, we've mentioned this a couple of times. The Giants winning a game that literally no Giant fan in America, in the world, wanted them to win. A completely inexcusable win from the New York Giants, taking them from the number one overall pick in the draft when they need a quarterback and there are two quarterbacks available, to the fourth pick in the NFL draft. They could end up with two still, but it seems like three or four is most likely.
Uh-huh.
And the teams that have the two and the three picks are most likely going to take quarterbacks.
Yeah.
So if you are the New England Patriots, you can basically hold an auction.
Ooh-wee.
For the number one pick in the draft.
That's what I would do.
Because if you're the two, you can't let somebody jump you and get it because the Patriots are obviously happy with Drake May.
Yep.
I mean, how many picks is someone going to have to spend if you're Cleveland or you're the Giants to get to number one to get that pick, assuming that you like one of those two guys?
So let me ask you this, because the Cleveland thing is interesting. Do they go ahead and get their quarterback now?
They have to.
But they reworked his deal.
Deshaun's got to be there another year or two.
Well, that's fine. I mean, even if you draft that quarterback and you and let develop, the Deshaun thing happen, and if he's bad by week five, then you...
And by the way, both of those guys need time to develop.
Yes, yes. Oh, for sure.
I mean, Shedeur Sanders, he may be Deion's son, but from a fundamental standpoint playing that position, there's a lot of work to be done.
Yeah, I mean, maybe it's good for them to go for a place where they don't have to play right away.
Yes.
Yeah, Deshaun Watson in his Doug Peterson role, playing the first 10 games while the other guy gets used to it.
Now, I mean, the Eagles could tank the game and make sure the Giants get an even worse pick.
Oh, my God.
I'm gonna tell you, there's nothing I'm looking more forward to than two teams not trying to win Sunday.
If we were doing a full week of shows... One show this week would be, should they tank the game?
Yeah, to have the Giants win.
To push the Giants even further.
Yes.
And what it really means is that you're costing the Giants more draft picks and everything else to try to move back up there.
To get a quarterback.
Yep.
And I feel bad for the players on the Giants because, of course, they want to go out there and win the football game. They don't care. You know, the guy like Drew
Locke. Half
of
them are going to be there anyway.
Drew Locke's fighting for his NFL career, you know.
Yeah, you play that dude, he's definitely trying to win.
Now, if I was Malik Nabers, I'd have dropped some of those passes, maybe. Maybe not in his best interest.
Well, he got his 1,000 yards now.
He did.
So, is he playing Sunday?
Oh, if I'm John Mara, I would have run onto the field in the middle of that game to prevent that team from winning that game.
Right.
I mean, if you're the Giants, you have to sit guys in the second half. I mean, you cannot win that game. You can't lose on purpose. Like, you can't tell players to not try hard, but you can certainly put guys on injured lists and do whatever you need to do. You can't win that game. A complete disgrace from the Giants. And then Jerry Jones in town. And had this to say about what Eagles fans were saying to him.
Jerry, you're doing a great job this year, man. Keep it going. Keep it going, Jerry. Great job. Four more years. Keep doing what you're doing, Jerry. We love you, Philly. We love
you. Hey, I know you do.
We love you, especially.
I'll try to live up to my standard this year.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Keep doing what you're doing. I applaud, okay?
This fan base is awesome.
Dude, they're doing that to an owner of a football team. Great job. Keep doing what you're doing.
They don't miss a moment, and they nailed that one.
They did.
Keep doing what you're doing. You're doing a great job. Yep. That is unbelievable.
As they have the worst year they've had in a decade.
Yes, and you could. I saw the video. You could tell Jerry Jones wanted to call. So he wanted to throw some curse words out there.
Oh, yeah.
He wanted Sirianni.
Yes.
Well, Eddie got it in the box the whole game, too. There's a lot of videos of people yelling Dallas sucks.
Yelling up
in the
box, Eddie.
Yeah. Tough day at the old ball yard for Jerry yesterday.
I'm surprised he showed up.
Yeah, well, why would you go? I mean, I get it.
He loves ball. He's a football guy.
Yeah, sure. I would like to watch that game on my couch.
The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. It's engagement season. Visit the only jeweler with over 2,500 Google five-star reviews, Mark's Jewelers, online at marks-jewelers.com. Which team are you on heading into Sunday versus the Giants? Play Saquon or sit Saquon? 52% play Saquon, 48% sit Saquon. 215-592-9494. Lou in Denver, you're on WIP. What's up, Lou?
What's up, guys? First off, Dallas sucks. Their fans suck. Their owners suck. I just love it. Great. They suck.
Oh, people are cheering you here at Chickie's Lou. The beautiful
love
moment.
It. They suck. Jalen Hurts isn't playing because he's getting over a concussion. He shouldn't play. Saquon Barkley is not playing. We know that. I'm pretty sure we know that. Now, let me tell you why. There's not been one reason I've heard today that outweighs the focus of getting to the Super Bowl. That's the number one goal. That's the focus. Anything that gets in the way of that, we shouldn't be doing. And it's not like the Eagles are going to be – I think they're the favorites to win the Super Bowl. I really do. But it's not like they're going to be 7-point favorites in any of these games. Every single advantage matters. And it's not about just getting hurt And in the back of their mind, they're probably thinking, like, we don't want anybody to get hurt while we're doing and trying to break this record. That's actually when you do get hurt. But it's about being fresh and your whole entire week, this week, focusing on Washington or Green Bay. So that's all. I'll say all that to say is, you know, Sirianni needs to be the adult in the room. He absolutely would get roasted if anyone did get injured, and rightfully so. So it's all about the Super Bowl and not taking our eyes off the prize. And I want us to
yeah, but what if they lose? What if they lose the Super Bowl and you gave away the rushing record? At least get me one.
I don't care, Jack. I don't care. I don't want them thinking. No. Here's the thing. It's the mentality. I don't want them thinking, well, if we don't win the Super Bowl, the consolation prize is Barkley got the record. What a special year.
But no one.
The players aren't thinking that.
The players aren't thinking that way.
That's not how they think.
But the coaches should be.
No, I'm talking about the idea of a consolation prize. The players aren't thinking that way. That's not what they're saying. But for the players that would want to play and that would go out there and play, they're thinking about getting this record to honor Saquon Barkley and what he's done this year. That's all it is. It's not about anything else other than honoring a teammate. Now, if the coach decides that they're not going to do it, then they're not going to do it. But this idea that those guys playing, they should be vilified as if they're some selfish players. Let me go. As if they are somehow putting this ahead of the Super Bowl. That's not what they're doing. That's not the way they would be thinking. It just isn't. It's not their mentality. Go ahead.
I agree with you on that. I do. But I'm saying any single little advantage. It's a game of inches. Green Bay's going to be a tough out. So is Washington. Anything you can do to win that game, anything that puts you in a position to win that game, resting players versus getting a record, I don't think getting the record helps them win that game more so than resting the players.
And that's fine.
Thinking of one-game mentality. Yeah.
And you're right. But really, ultimately, that's going to be decided by the results of the playoff game, because you can rest players and lose still.
That's true. That's true. But I still think it gives them a better chance to win if they are rested. I'm saying all this is I'm the head coach. If they, I'm with you, Ike, though. If they do play them, I'm kind of like, just don't get hurt. But I do want something to watch, you know, this weekend for. So as a fan, I'm like kind of ambivalent, but if I'm the head coach, if I'm the organization, I just can't take that risk. I want our eyes on the prize, and that's the Super Bowl.
All right. That's fair.
All right, Lou.
All right.
Yep. That's fair.
Yeah, I mean, whatever they decide, they're going to decide, and that's what everyone's going to roll
with. Yeah, I mean, that's fair. I'm just saying I don't think the players have that mentality. Now, there may be some that the record doesn't mean anything to, and they'd rather have the day off Sunday, and that's fine.
Sure.
You know, if AJ's like, yeah, I need to rest up. I don't need to be out here. Okay, that's because he doesn't want to go out there and run block. See, he understands
he did enough of that this year.
Well, his thing is, well, I'm not going to get any balls thrown to me. I'm not going to score any touchdowns or anything, so why do I need to go out here and play? So I get that. I can agree with that. But it means something to the O-line and the running back. It means something to those guys.
Well, what bothers
me, by the way, shout out to Saquon and Jalen. The golf carts. It's good Christmas gifts.
Yeah, good little gift. What bothers me is this whole idea of, like, I want these guys focused on the Super Bowl. Like, I want, of course. But there's also a reality there where they don't win the Super Bowl.
But guess what? You can't focus on the Super Bowl until you win the NFC Championship game. So that mentality doesn't even work.
No.
That's a fan's perspective. Like, the players aren't saying, oh, I got to get ready for the Super Bowl. You don't even know if you're going to be in the Super Bowl.
No,
you
got to
get ready for your next opponent in the first round of the playoffs.
It's less about focus, and I think the best point that Lou made is every inch counts in terms of advantage, and having them rested gives you more of an advantage than having them not rested. Now, you could still lose all that stuff, and I just – can you
– here's the thing. All it does is give you an advantage to not get injured. I don't know how much of an advantage that gives you. Taking a week off and then playing, I don't know. I've seen teams lose after the bye week.
Sure.
So being rested doesn't guarantee you a win the following week.
I also think it's a little bit of a factor, given how long ago the bye was, that we had the earliest bye I can ever remember, so it's been 3 months since they did have a week off. Could
That's
you
fair.
Could you imagine? Could you imagine? And I know you love the national sports shows, the fighting shows.
Yep. Debate shows, they call
them. The debate shows. If Saquon were to get hurt, those shows talking about Nick.
Yeah.
It would be like
I totally
the worst thing we've ever seen. And then this isn't an argument. I'm just thinking about what those shows are going to be like.
But half of them will be hypocrites because I watched them today and half of the shows.
Say go for
they're
it.
They're saying go for it.
Right, right.
So it's not like everybody is saying don't do it.
We have a special appearance from Chuck from Mount Airy to explain the Seth Joyner clip. Now, Chuck, before we go to you, because not everyone has heard it, I do want to play the clip again. Buzz, I hope you have it up. So this is from this morning's WIP morning show. They were talking about this same topic, playing Saquon or not playing Saquon. Now, Chuck called to call and disagree with Seth, Joe, and John, and here's how it went.
Nobody talks about this record unless somebody comes close to breaking it and you have somebody 2,000 yards. It's not that important, all right?
It is important. I mean, it all depends on how you define that.
It's not important.
Yeah, it is important.
It's not important, Joe.
Hey, Chuck. You can't come on here and talk about what's important to Saquon and what's important to those offensive linemen. You don't know what's important to them.
Hold up! I never said Saquon. Nor did
No. You just said it's not important.
As a fan, I said it's not important. I didn't make specific of who's important to and who is not important.
Well, who is it
as
important
a fan
to?
Of football, as a fan of this team, what's important to me is doing something that your team never did, and that's bring a Super Bowl.
Let him go. Let him go.
Hold on. Let him go.
At the end of the day, my friend, I possess a Super Bowl ring, okay?
Okay,
I possess a Super Bowl. So step back off of that because you don't have a Super Bowl ring. So don't fire at me like that.
And by the way, Chuck, I'll say this.
Do not fire at me like that, okay?
All right. And here to explain his part in this controversy, it's been a while. Chuck from Mount Airy, you're on WIP. What's up, Chuck?
Spiko, Jacko, and Ico. What is the deal?
Oh, it's so good to hear your voice.
Oh, Chuck.
Starting trouble. Hey,
what's up, Chuck? Come on, man.
Hey, I ain't starting no trouble. Listen. Let me tell you something, right? I got nothing but love and respect for Seth. But here's the thing, right? When you back me into the corner, like he backed me into a corner this morning, then I got to come out fighting. You know what I mean? And that's just what it is. He said something to me. It's what he said to me. Now, he said something about, you know, I said something about Saquon and offensive line. I never said that. I said it's not important. And the record's not important. But I never said anything about it being important. If Saquon fought offensive line, and he said that the words in my mouth, and so I said what I said to him. But Seth knows that the defense he played on, I love that defense. Kelly Green and all that. Seth is one of my favorite players to ever play in Philadelphia. But the bottom line is this. I called up, get my point, and he backed me into a corner, and that's what happens when you back Chuck from my name to a corner. I say what I said, and it is what it is. But
it sounded more like a sort of misunderstanding. Like, he did listen to it. Well, he thought you were talking about the players. I heard it, and you're right. You were basically saying fans don't care about that record. He thought you meant the players didn't care about it.
Yeah, exactly. You know, you only got for so much to say. You only got for so long to talk.
Yeah.
You want to answer calling.
Yep.
You know, you guys get to do it for about 4 hours, then the narrative is painted, the Chuck game and stuff. But that's not what it is. But the fact of the matter is this, you know, I believe that the record is not important. I'm with Spike on that. The record isn't important. You know,
to you. And it's not important to you.
It's not important. It's not important to me. And it's not important, period. When you look at this thing, Chuck, you can't speak for everybody. I'm not speaking. Listen, I'm speaking for majority of.
No, you're speaking for yourself.
Well, listen, here's the thing, right? How many times do we talk about this? How many times do we talk about this record with Eric Dickerson? We don't bring Eric Dickerson's name up, but every 10 years, maybe. You know, maybe every 15 years.
Sure.
And I'm saying, this is the same thing we're going to do with Saquon. What I'm saying is this, right? Like, I need you to stop this crap that you're doing, man.
This ain't crap.
You need to be focused.
This ain't crap.
You got six more minutes on it, Chuck.
Listen. I don't need to be focused on anything but the next game. And the next game is Sunday against the Giants. And I want Saquon to play. I worry about who they're playing in the first round of the playoffs. Why would I focus on the playoff game? You don't even know who we're playing yet.
We're going to be playing either two teams. It's one or two teams.
I know the two teams. You don't know which one it is, though. So how can I focus on that?
This is the toughest run to the Super Bowl, man. This is why we play the game. This is why they play the game. And this is why we in fans, we cheer for the game. To get a championship. To have a parade. We ain't going to have no parade on this stupid ass, I'm sorry, this stupid situation that you call an MVP, what you call this, a record or whatever. It doesn't matter, man. It just don't matter. We're not going to get a parade for that.
No.
Okay? The parade is going to be for the Super Bowl. Okay?
We already understand that.
Joel Embiid, you know, MVP, campaign, whoa, give me MVP. Nobody wants that, man. We won a championship. We don't have many of those. I need another walk down.
I understand that. Unlike Seth, I didn't win a Super Bowl. So I totally get that. I'm with you. I'm with you on that.
Yeah.
But see, here's the thing. It's not one or the other. You can do both. Why can't you do both?
How many times in life, do you get both? You know what I mean? Normally, you know, when you hit the lottery, you don't get to live long to enjoy it. You know what I'm saying? You know,
to spend
when you go out,
you don't get long enough to spend it. Is that what you're saying?
Exactly. You know what I'm saying is God don't normally give you both. You either have a choice. You know what I'm saying? And my thing is this. When somebody breaks a record like this, 9 times out of 10, that team is going to be out in the first or second round. Not going to make a championship. It's equivalent to winning an MVP. Okay? 9 times out of 10, if we win MVP, they don't win championships. Give me the Super Bowl. You know what I mean? It would be nice to have both. That's the storybook ending.
What if I told you?
We know that.
What if I told you that the team Seth Joyner played on that won that Super Bowl the year Terrell Davis rushed for 2,000 yards, he got those 2,000 yards in the final game of the season where it was a meaningless game, and they played him to get to 2,000 yards. They had a bye week. Now they had a bye week, but my point is that he was the MVP of the league, and they wanted the 2,000 yards, and they played him. In a game that didn't matter, it didn't matter to them in the standings, it didn't matter to them in the bye week. He got the 2,000 yards, and lo and behold, Chuck, guess what they went on and done? They went on to win the Super Bowl that year.
Well, we got a running back that got 2,000 yards.
You want to ignore what I said. Yes.
No, I'm just saying, he got 2,000, right?
No, my point is that they played him in a game where he didn't have 2,000, and it was meaningless. And they had a Super Bowl caliber team. In other words, they put him at risk to be injured in the final game of the season.
Listen, I hear what you said.
Okay.
And that's one out of lifetime. I hear what you said. I'm just trying to prepare for war.
You're scared. Saquon's gonna be fine.
Have you seen him?
No. Like, it's more not even him getting hurt. I'm not worried about that. It's just rest. I want these guys to get some rest.
Yeah.
Going into this
it's disrespectful
this
to the football gods to not go for.
Oh, you guys. All right.
It is.
They gotta get rest. Hey, listen. They gotta get rest, man. Hey, they have a early bye week. Hey, Spike, listen.
Yeah.
You know, you shortchange yourself, man. I heard you say earlier. You guys got Seth. You got Seth, right? And I got Chuck. You know, I'm shorthanded. Whatever. Let me tell you something, Spike. You go off hike, weight, and all that. I go off combat.
All right.
Well, slow down there, killer.
Yeah. It was a joke.
Yes.
Seth would beat you up, Chuck. I'm sorry. He would. I've seen you both. He would. I don't think they're going to fight. We're just arguing about sports.
No, they're not.
And
believe me, Seth is not. That's not.
Don't take.
Not going down
that's
that
not
road.
Insulting to say
no.
that, you know, siding with Seth in the.
Yes.
Just relax. Relax.
Dude, I think Seth could be 70, 75 years old and still beat me up.
Yes, of course.
Beat you up?
Yeah.
He could be 90.
90 years old and beat you up.
All right. No, just making a point.
The text line is brought to you by Benari Jewelers. Don't settle for ordinary. Choose extraordinary. Choose Benari Jewelers. By the way, I was going to say Happy New Year to Chuck.
It was good to hear him back. All right. It was good. You edited the right moment. It was good to hear Chuck back.
Yeah, you got out of there right when you needed to get out of there.
Choose Benari Jewelers at Exton and Newtown Square. Online at BenariJewelers.com.
Text line. Text line, text line.
It's about time. Jolly in Plymouth meeting.
Jolly!
Yes! Whoa. Jolly's doing the text line today.
Whoa! Yeah. I did not expect that.
You should see Ike's face.
It's okay. Not AI either. It's a real
okay,
Jolly.
Okay, here yeah. we go.
All right, go ahead.
Ruben Frank. Ike Reese is a homer. Ruben Frank in these pressers asking questions like this. Coach, you were 2-2 with the bye and seem to have gotten more handsome with each game since. Why is that? Tim in Newark.
Appreciate that one.
He has a point.
Yep.
He has a point.
Yep.
Roof's first question is like, Nick, how are you guys so good?
Why are you guys the best?
Yeah. He softens a butt for Elliot. All right, what's next?
Imagine living with this guy. He doesn't even take me on walks anymore because the sun might be too bright. Rebel in North Jersey.
That's fair.
Look, and I do worry about Rebel when it's cold out. Not when the sun's too bright.
Dude, they're dogs. When it's cold out.
He's from Aruba. He's not from here. He's from a warm weather climate.
He's not naked. I mean, he's got fur on there.
Yeah, well, I worry about the paws on the concrete. Yeah, and the salt, whatever. What's next?
The salt.
Do we pay Jack to work here every Monday? Spike's internal monologue.
Many people wonder that.
Yeah, that's a good point. Jack's been pretty irritating today.
Yeah, I can see that.
He's aiming to please.
Yeah, he's pushing me there.
Yeah,
he knows he doesn't have to see me tomorrow.
No. So, yeah, doing my job.
What's next?
I don't want to risk Secretary breaking a leg in the Belmont. Let's sit him. Spike Eskin.
All right.
And that was going for the Triple Crown.
Yeah. Ever think about that, Spike?
There's something worse about the text line coming for me when it's Jolly reading the text, to be honest with you.
Because you think it's Jolly, actually.
Yeah.
You think you want to argue with Jolly, but Jolly's just reading the text message.
Yeah.
What's next?
How is this Saquon thing even a debate? He needs to tough it up and get out there and play. Battle on vacation again.
Text line.
Thank you, Jolly, for coming through.
Yes, no doubt.
Jolly doing text line. I love it. All right.
Well, I tell you. You mean to tell me Battle wasn't available to do the text line today?
No, he was not. No. He's off all week, apparently.
Yeah.
How are you off all week when you only come in once a week?
Look, man.
You gotta take that
over. He's got a home studio, too.
Yes.
Read the lines.
That's what I couldn't figure out.
Read it, Battle. Holy moly.
It takes you 5 minutes.
Yes. I mean...
You end up screwing up a word in every one of them anyway.
I give him credit. He's got a great gig, man.
He does. What does he do? That's the greatest gig.
The Sirianni of WIP.
All right. All right.
See, that's why you're not in the boat with us, man.
Yeah.
Well, listen, you're lucky I wasn't here last week because the Earth story
sent me
right back out of the Sirianni train.
All right. The Brandon Graham Show is next with myself, Elliot Shore-Parks, Brandon Graham, and then the Players Lounge with Ike Reese, Hugh Douglas, Elliot, and this week's guest, Landon Dickerson. Of course, you can listen right there on WIP. Come down here to Chickies. You could watch on YouTube. And we, the WIP Afternoon Show, we'll see you a week from today.
See you next year.
We will. We wish
Why don't
you.
We count it down here.
Wait a minute. What was that? Was that Jolly?
That's Jolly with the count.
Oh, okay. Happy New Year. We love you, and we'll talk to you next year. All right. See you.